Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Pope Benedict on Friday met with members of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, who are holding a seminar on teaching communications in Catholic colleges. He reminded them of the importance of communication in today's world.
It is self-evident that at the heart of any serious reflection of the nature and purpose of human communications, there must be an engagement with questions of truth. A communicator can attempt to inform, to educate, to entertain, to convince, to comfort, but the final worth of any communication lies in its truthfulness. In one of the earliest reflections on the nature of communication, Plato highlighted the dangers of any type of communication that seeks to promote the aims and purposes of the communicator or those by whom he or she is employed without consideration for the truth of what is communicated. No less worth recalling is Cato, the elders, sober definition of the orator, vir bonus dicendi peritus, a good or honest man skilled in communicating. The art of communication is by its nature linked to an ethical value, to the virtues that are the foundation of morality. In the light of the definition, I encourage you as educators to nourish and reward that passion for truth and goodness that is always strong in the young. Help them give themselves fully to the search for truth. Teach them as well, however, that their passion for truth, which can be well served by a certain methodological skepticism, particularly in matters affecting the public interest, must not be distorted to become a relativistic cynicism in which all claims to truth and beauty are routinely rejected or ignored.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.